Well, this is a bold new venture for us here at Chubby Behemoth Enterprises. We have a backdrop, finally.
You talked, we listened. Did you want us to live in Kansas City? We moved here. Did you want us to buy improved audio equipment? Kledow. Hopefully we don't step on it. It's on the ground.
We have a Zoom PodTrack P4, which is the cutting edge of mobile podcasting technology.
My sound guy friend in Trinidad recommended a mixer that was $895, and I said, pass. I love our vans, but not enough to invest.
Well, that's why he's the sound guy in Trinidad, so he can go down there and he can finally get armadillo mating season. He was in L.A. until he, you know, recorded what Spielberg and the boys did to that girl on the set of Jeopardy before they poltergeisted her.
He does. He was doing sound for the tarantula migration, and you need high-quality equipment to pick up those little legs scurrying across the desert floor.
And you are not kidding. That is the truth. He was actually there for the tarantula migration.
No, I was riffing.
No. I don't think you were. Because the tarantula migration, that's what brought you down there the first time, remember?
No.
Yeah, you went down there because you said you were going to have, it was an all-you-can-eat spider buffet.
You can't eat them. That's a crime.
You can eat the fucking tarantulas. They can't defend themselves. They're actually venomless.
You know, if you have a flat palm, they can't get you. They have to be able to get their fangs like down and around their own body. And so they have to be like around a corner and then they can.
Yeah, but what if you have a fat cupped hand and you have a bunch of flesh folds in it?
Not
even
cupped.
Flat though, my palm still has these divots from where I had those Twizzlers pull and peel accidents back in the day where I got 40 lashings and then 40 lickings. Look at that. Look at my natural divot in my palm. I know it's not.
From being in the trenches. You know who's in the trenches right now is Kelsey Rosen. Solo trip to the World War I Museum. And I will admit, I wish that I could have gone with her because I'd like to experience. We should have gone. We should have filmed there.
No, we had to eat shitty
but
barbecue
again. You had to go
again.
To Payless and get some more fucking old lady shoes.
No, I did have to get a sleeve for my calf. But no, we had to go eat more fucking awful dog shit, not for human consumption barbecue that Kansas City's known for. But yeah, Kelsey, she's down there right now, army crawling through mud. She's wearing a gas mask and a Who Farted t-shirt, which is a funny combo.
She's got a fart loading.
She went in that bathroom today and we walked up on her and we got her right when she came out and I got to hit her with a Jesus Christ, Kelsey. What'd you eat? A bunch of diarrhea? Is that what you had for dinner and breakfast and
MRE
lunch?
MRE from World War I?
Yeah, did you eat the cigarette pack too? How many worms did you pass in there?
I liked the idea of her because she said that it's immersive. You're able to like go through like actual trenches and they recreate, I'm sure, the sounds of war, maybe the smells overhead of mustard gas.
Yeah.
And then I imagine her where they're like, and now you get to untangle yourself from these shards of razor wire. And it's like, no, just stuck in there. Or like a family from Toledo, you know, is like, daddy, it hurts.
Yeah. They were going to film Are We There Yet 4 there, but Ice Cube refused. I would like to imagine that the World War I Museum is you park at the edge of a big muddy lot, and then you have to walk through 1.5 kilometers of mud just up to your ankle. Mud, teeth, bone marrow.
4 football fields. Andy Dufresne style, except instead of shit, it's mud and shit.
Was he crawling through shit in that movie?
Yeah, it was a shit tunnel.
Really?
It was a sewage tunnel.
I thought he was underneath Willy Wonka's factory.
He was not Augustus Gloop.
Oh, no. God.
That was Augustus Poop.
Here's how fat I was as a child. I was so jealous of Augustus Gloop.
Oh, we all wanted to be in that candy land. What a chocolate factory. All right.
Your brain's real shoots and ladder right
man,
now.
Man, we have had some full days, full hearts, full bellies of, 4 out of 10 barbecue.
Jesus, barbecue should not be for
letdowns.
Sale. You should only be able to get barbecue if you're like working on like a recreation of like an old-timey plantation museum, you know? If it's like Colonial Williamsburg and you got like an old black man being like, come on up, we got the pork butt for you. Mm-hmm. That'd be okay if it's a guy who's manned that pit for literally generations.
This is what it is. You have a successful formula for a great barbecue shop. Everybody loves it. So they're coming in by the truckload. There's a line out the door. You've got 4 people who have worked there for 15 years. They've perfected. It's their whole life. You know, they don't have kids. I mean, they did, but you know, they're not allowed to see them. So their focus is great barbecue.
Yeah, they accidentally smoked their kids.
That's right. Everything just went into the pit. Mm-hmm. You know, that was because they wanted to fucking do it right. And then they get so successful that, you know, some fucking tech bro buys the name or something. You know, all of a sudden they scale up their franchise. There's 7 locations and all of them suffer, you know, because you're hiring some kid out of high school who, you know, majored in HVAC, you know, technology.
Yeah, high school major HVAC.
He was hoping, well, some vocational schools.
He went to Pickens Tech.
Have majors, uh-huh. Have concentrations. So
I cannot put together a transmission, but I can make a white barbecue sauce that is almost better than battery acid. You're hired, Sonny. Yeah. Come on in here.
So, yeah, I think that, yeah, some of these places suffer from their own success. More money, more problems, as the Prophet Muhammad once said. And now, speaking of success, you know, we're up here in the B room of the Comedy Club of Kansas City, the projection room, which is cool. It seats like 25.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of the local guys crush in here.
I'm sure Dayton Bissett's headlined up here a couple times. Probably Evan Gault.
We'll see Dayton tonight. Last night,
we won't see him.
Aaron Scarborough, he backed out.
No, it's just like we have to be up here right now. We're recording this at 6:30.
That's right.
Our show starts at 7. Mm-hmm. Dayton's going to go on at 7:15 after the woman you scorned goes up to host. Do you want to talk about that?
I guess I have to. Well, because you decided to bring it up.
No, if you're afraid, it's okay. If you don't want to apologize for your wrongs.
Yeah, I should apologize to these people.
She listens, bro. No, they all listen. All the sweet mamas who look like young Sarah J's listen.
Shout out Aaron Scarborough for last night. He did a guest set on acid. He said he timed it just right. Do you think that meant that he was coming down or that he was...
He ate acid at noon. He went on at 9:30.
Okay, yes.
So yeah, he just wasn't on acid anymore.
I'll bet he was. He was still feeling it, but he had landed the plane.
I don't think there's any parades for what he did. I thought he was going to go up there.
Is that what I said?
Well, no,
that he
no.
Should be
but
lauded
people,
as a hero?
Well, people were acting like he was going to go up there like in the throes of LSD poisoning.
If he would have gone up...
Full tarantula brain.
If he would have taken it at 7
yeah.
and gone up at 9:40,
yeah. uh-huh.
that's when you're...
oh, God. Snakes! Snakes! Just has the cord around the neck.
Speaking of which, I thought
I yanked too hard.
I thought I bought 25-inch. I thought I bought 2-foot-long cords. No, 25-foot-long cords. I'm just going to swing home. Sweet chariots.
You're going to be like Spider-Man, got the symbiote suit on.
I'm fucking double Indiana Jones.
Venom.
I can whip my way across the heartland.
Yeah, I went to unfold one of these cords, and it just kept coming.
Fuck.
It was like that Smash Mouth song about the days and how they're endless until, you know, they're not. You're dead, Steve.
This looks like we're talking to someone who has been shrunk by some type of... Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Ray.
It's like we stood on someone until they were an inch.
Hello, little kid.
Hello. If you're watching this, we know that you're there.
Do you have teeth now, or are you still gumming stuff?
How bumpy is your tongue? Stick it out. Can you identify salt and vinegar? Because I got some chips for you if you can. It's me, Jimmy Unctuous, who's hungry. I have all the flavors. Would you like lemon and dark chocolate? I have that.
Are you Willy Wonka's nemesis, Unctuous P. Nightmare?
Yes, it's me. He does all the tasty flavors. I do cod and molasses.
Unctuous Q. Savory.
Didn't we do an Unctuous guy already?
Yeah, Joe Esch had mediocre barbecue with us and said, Alabaster P. Merkin and Unctuous Q. something.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're brothers, even though they have different last names. It's a mixed family, blended family. Modern family.
I just really want to apologize to anyone right now who is mad at us for bashing on barbecue. It's not just a Kansas City problem, all right? It's a pandemic of awful dog shit food.
It's a plandemic to take our money from us.
Yeah, God damn it.
Spend $22 for 6 burnt ends, which are supposed to happen organically.
It's just yesterday's brisket that they cubed.
That's what I'm saying.
That's all it is.
The popularity has made the places create burnt ends artificially
yes.
instead of naturally, organically.
Yeah, they're supposed to be a beautiful thing.
And
you
we
know?
Suffer. I remember the first time we went to when there was just one Oklahoma Joe's and it was just the gas station. We had burnt ends and they were incredible. And that's the only time I've had them that way, that perfect way. Since then, I've gone to Oklahoma Joe's. I've gone to Slamps.
The best thing we've had here so far is Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A was great.
I'm not at all kidding. I'm not being facetious. That Chick-fil-A was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been eating sand for days on this shipwrecked island. Oh, cool. Coconut. That was the coconut. Mm-hmm. Because before I ate it, I had sex with it.
It ruled. It was really tasty.
Barbecue really needs to be stopped. You should have to get a permit. You should have to like appeal to some like spiritualist, you know, down there in Muscle Shoals. You should have to be able to play a steel guitar on your lap while wearing a blindfold. Mm. You know, like Robert Johnson style. Meet me at the crossroads so I can give you an actual like dry rub recipe.
You have to sell your soul to the devil to get a tasty plate of burn-ins for $12.
I wouldn't have sold my soul to him because it's already gone. But I would definitely have like given the devil nudes of my wife if he would have given me a solid fucking meal. We ate at Jack Shack. What was it called?
Jack
Stack. I would have rather worked at the Jack Shack.
I would have rather gone to Tony Roma's. It had a Tony Roma's vibe. There was a family, like a last name with the possessive
Fiorella's.
Yeah, the Fazoli's Jack Stack restaurant. And we went in and it was fancy. And I was like, this is going to be
bad. It looked like a claim jumper in there.
Right.
So yes, very fancy.
We were in the suburbs and I was like, all right, this is maybe going to be okay.
We sat at the bar like we were businessmen trying to have a little tryst with our wives.
We went there because of Maddie. So I think we're even because she tells us to go get great burn-ins at Jack Stack's. They weren't that good. And then I returned the favor by being mean because last night there was...
Misogynistic. Exclusionary.
No, none of those things. Well, exclusionary. But
man first.
We found out that some of the people involved with the Comedy Club of Kansas City will sometimes play a poker game.
Poker. So a game of skill, a game of chance.
So we stick around, and there's a few of us that are going to play. Maddie, very funny comedian, great host, has never played poker, thinks about playing, then decides what if, or maybe the owner of the club, Dustin, suggested that she deal. She's the dealer. She can see how the game is played. I get nervous right away because
start doing that thing where you click.
I start scratching, picking. Oh, fuck you, Carlos. He says I've been picking, scratching more. There's no way. I know I used to scratch and pick. I've tried to be better about it, so I feel like there's no way that I have had an increase in my picking or my scratching or my smelling of my picked fingers. There's no way. I've been more conscious of it. We're trying to be better for you. But
it's a real ASMR situation, though, because I think you were chewing gum on an episode when we had microphones.
No. Yeah. I don't think I ever chewed gum on the episode. That was a scratch. That's fine. It wasn't a pick. It was a scratch.
Anyway, he's picking. He's scratching. He's sniffing last night. As soon as a woman sits down at the table, he says, poker, let's get to know her.
No, I fucking know.
You said poker. Which hole? Top or bottom?
Yeah, that's a good line. I've gone through the trials and tribulations of starting a home game, starting a friendly game of cards. I did it in Henderson.
You really made it friendly.
After college, a group of us, old friends from high school, did a game almost every week. And, you know, it's just there's a lot of fucking ins and outs. What hand beats what? You turn and burn. It's three and then one. There's just a lot to it. And so... And then when comics in Denver, we tried to do games, you know, we wanted it to be weekly, but we could never figure out when to do it because during the day, half of the people have day jobs. At night, half of the people are booked. The other half pretending that they're booked. You know?
The other half posting at shows and saying, finally got on.
Right, yeah.
I'm so glad to be on Pallet City.
That was also difficult. And also, a bunch of comics had not played Texas Hold'em before, but they wanted to be a part of it. They called it networking.
They said it was a good credit.
Sitting under the learning tree.
I opened a pack of cards for Sam Talent.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so I know that it can just be a lot. Mistakes can be made. And I didn't want Maddie to like screw up a bunch of times, fuck up some hands. You know, all of a sudden, like the trajectory of the game has been altered.
You would have had to hit her.
No, I wouldn't have hit her, but there was money involved, and so I just said, you know, I don't know if this is going to be a good idea, and I thought maybe she would stay and hang out and see how the game is played, and then maybe next week or in the future, you know, she would play.
She'd finally feel safe because you weren't here.
But she left, and I feel bad, and I'm sorry.
Well, also you said...
I'm not sorry because we had a really good time.
You said, though, you're
confidently
like,
dealing and playing cards like men like to do.
Lighting cigars with $100 bills.
Oh, the boys were back in town.
Talking about how we can undermine the Carnegie's network. You know, it was good. We were the Rockefellers of Leawood, Kansas. But what you did say was you were like, I take this seriously.
Okay.
That's what you said.
And you loved it. Couldn't wait to tell people that I said that.
No, I don't care about that. But I'm just trying to recreate the moment last night, because you didn't say like, "Hey, Maddie, why don't you chill out and watch us learn how to deal a little bit, then you can catch up to it." Meanwhile,
I could have done it better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Instead, you said fun. you put your Chris Moneymaker sunglasses on, and you put on your dealing gloves that you bring with you.
Bud Hoyle, Tex Hoyle,
Tex Whitley.
I don't know. The cowboy, white cowboy hat.
Amarillo Slim.
He was in all the
early. Bud Bronson and the Good Timers.
Bud Dwyer.
Yeah.
Killed himself at the poker table.
I would have loved to have played with Bud Dwyer. I'm ruined.
He's got trip aces. He's got pocket aces. Third ace comes out on the river, and then he like gets sucked out by a straight or something. Mm-hmm. And then just goosh. Everybody's fine. Everybody's going to be okay.
Everything's fine.
Don't worry.
Out of here. Hey, if you're watching at home, my family, go ahead and turn this off.
Yeah. Put the Cubs on.
Uh-huh. Let's see if the Pirates can beat the Phillies.
Let Harry Carey send you off into a nice little afternoon nap.
My God.
Oh, did the fridge just turn
off? Oh, my God. Bud Dwyer turning the gun on himself. Oh, my God. He painted the town red right there, did he
not? Cardinals up 6-4. He's got a gun.
He's got a gun. His bullet's entered his mouth. It's right there near his throat chamber. Oh, he's applying pressure on that trigger, moving the trigger the infinitesimal distance between life and death. Oh, and the gunshot goes up. And
holy cow.
Oh, that is a clear bullet hole through the brain. I'm Harry Carey. Oh, he's committing Harry Carey.
With a gun.
But with a gun.
It's taking forever.
I can't get him. I can't die.
You really can't, but I got it right here.
No, you're not doing Will Ferrell. I didn't do a good
I'm Harry. Doing Will Ferrell, doing Harry Carey.
Yeah, he never got it.
And he
kind of
sounds.
Loved it.
What was the name of that sassy cartoon cat?
He gave him Parkinson's.
He's got a little jitter
to him. Harry Carey didn't fucking vibrate like that.
I think he did, because he always had a yoni egg in his butt.
I watched. Oh, he was an Eggman.
He was an Eggman. His father was an Eggman.
I was a Steve Stone guy. He was the other. He didn't get any as much play. Also, Hawk and Wimpy, White Sox broadcasters. This is a Chicago podcast based in Kansas City, but
where
available
talking about
around
poker.
The world.
Yeah.
Talking about Texas Hold'em. Talking about, was Bud Dwyer in Wisconsin?
Pittsburgh.
No.
Yes, it was Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going
Everyone
to Pittsburgh. I don't have any shows, but it's going to be a good time. I'm just going to be hanging out. I'm just going to be, it's going to be a, hey, where's Lund? I'm just going to give clues throughout the day, yeah. And then I'll be at, like, you know, Pittsburgh's famous hot dog corner.
Nathan Lund lurking in the city.
Come and see me.
Which bridge is he going to be hanging out underneath?
There's three of them. No, the rivers. There's three rivers.
There's infinite bridges.
Yeah, lots of bridges.
Don't worry, we'll find a bridge for you, Nathan.
I'll be hanging from one of the 17 beautiful bridges in Pittsburgh at the end of the month.
He's decorated like the Amstel River at Christmas. Take a river cruise through Amsterdam and see Lund's body nude, picked free of the clothing by the crows that he loved.
Oh, the crows. They're coming. Oh, shout out to the dude that drove up from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Yeah, Hunter.
9 hours one way.
Yeah, but I gave him the show of his life.
Drove up yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Watched the show.
Oh, my God. This man has no friends or family in Shreveport.
Briefly talked to us and then was... And his buddy, who doesn't listen to the podcast, who didn't know who you were... He's a Lund guy, but, you know, for my stand-up, not the pot.
Yeah, he was one of the eight that saw Soup's on.
He fucking 5.8 thousand. And growing, kind of. Slowly. It's down to an ants crawl.
Oh, my God. And they burnt out the servers trying to keep the lights on at Lund Special Soup's on. Available on Vimeo.
Yeah, they were, like, I think headed right back. I don't think they got a hotel room.
Mm-mm.
I think they were going right back.
Joe Esch would let them stay at his place.
Thank God you went long so that they got a little more time with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, oh, okay, they're splitting the time on the road. And Hunter said, nope, I got a couple of Deweys under my belt. And so the other guy's driving the whole way, and I said, you got some Adderall? What do you got? You got a cheat sheet? And he goes, no, just coffee. I just pound some coffee. I was like, okay, God bless you. Good luck.
They're not going to make it to the Boot Heel of Missouri before they fucking pass away. Oh, my God. The Boot Heel came.
Right into the Mississippi River.
Oh, drowning in mud, picked clean of their flesh by carps. Oh, the carp are tasty tonight.
Oh.
Oh. Ow.
He did do a lot of,
ow. Ow, long fly ball. Oop, whoops, that was just a pigeon. I'm confused. I don't know where I am or what I'm doing, but I love sitting in this room encased in glass talking into this tasty black hot dog.
Have you seen the videos of the, I think it's the an old, like, longtime Mets broadcaster who's been hit by, like, two foul balls recently?
No.
Because it's not enclosed. It's open, like, press box in some of those older stadiums, I think. And, yeah, there's video of
him getting beamed.
The first time he's calling it, and it's, you know, oh, fly ball, ricochet, no! Because it just, like, it bounces off of something. But then it just, like, pops him in the face, and he's okay. And then I think the other clip, he's able to avoid being hit by it. But, yeah, it's like,
it's kind of my whole job to watch what the ball's doing.
Yeah.
You thought I would have seen that one coming, but no, here I am, bleeding from my ears, eyes, and nose. Oh, I can taste it in the back of my throat. Ladies and gentlemen, that's right, more blood. I'm a reverse vampire. I feed off myself.
Royals up 3 in the 9th, and I can't see out of my left eye. Coming up, left-handed batter, Mark McGuire. No, he was a righty.
He was a righty, but he hit switch off the field.
Oh,
bye. Secret homosexual.
Bye. Secret bye guy.
Hey, goodbye ball. Hello, cock. So, yeah, you really gave it to Maddie last night, she hasn't talked to you today.
No, it'll be fine. She'll be okay. It's been a good weekend. 2 more shows tonight. Can't wait to not know which jokes I've done and which ones I haven't.
Isn't that nuts?
The sets bleed together. Well, it's even worse when your headline, the longer sets,
I know,
can really fuck you up in one night where it's like, what have I already said? What did I want to do? Where am I?
What is the point of all of this?
I can't feel my feet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can get a little crazy.
I got driver's foot for the first time in a long time.
Shit.
Yeah, because I drove from Des Moines. Shout out to Des Moines, all the Des Moiniacs who came out. I didn't do De Groin. Listen to this lineup, everyone. All right.
Oh, yeah. Tell them. Hit them with it.
I was at the Des Moines Comedy Festival, and I've been headlining comedy festivals for a long time now. And there's no more coveted spot when you're headlining the fest than the 9:30 Wednesday show. That's the one that you need. That's the one that lets you know, hey, you've made it. Everything's going according to plan.
Start them off hot. I don't know. First night.
They had two other shows earlier that they could have done my show at 7 in the same room.
Yeah, no, that's true.
But no, all those people could not get away from the cornfields and the scarecrow factories where they work. So they had to come in. And how many openers do you think I had, Lund?
When I got in the car and you started the story, I knew it was too many. I would have guessed 6.
That is 2/3 of the way there. 9 openers.
Yep, that's right.
All of them doing.
I couldn't believe it. And then I would have said, okay, they were each doing 5 to 7.
Sure.
Probably 7 or 8.
If the world wasn't upside down and kooky.
7 minutes.
If Harry Carey was still alive, he would have mandated it. But no, 9 openers doing 8, which means they're doing 10 to 12.
I think you said it was 8 to 10.
It was 8 to 10, which means they're doing 10 to 12. Yeah. Light at 8.
Nobody's going to respectfully yield a couple of their minutes to the grace of the headliner.
Yeah, the old nasty road dog.
They're going to suck up every little minute morsel they can.
And some of them are just going to wear it.
Do you have food on this microphone? It's right out of the box.
Okay. That's not food.
Okay.
Every microphone has a little bit of styrofoam in one hole, and that's what keeps the whole thing going.
Mine doesn't have any.
Well, that's why you sound bad.
Ah, come on. I bought this shit.
That's why I can do the Harry Carey voice the whole time.
You got to stop. That sounded like Asian. That was bad.
It was not Asian. I just said Harry Carey.
No. Okay. Yeah. No, smooth black guy.
I knew a girl named Harry Carey.
She liked the little warble in there.
No.
No.
I got a little boy.
No. All right.
Harry Carey, she wouldn't shave, she wouldn't wax, but she would suck.
Oh, you know what sucks is their seating the projection room right now. I forgot that there's a show up here, so we should probably...
Wow.
Hi, everybody. Our podcast is called Chubby Behemoth. Check it out.
Hey, give it a listen.
We'll be out of here in a little bit, so we're kind of free pre-show show.
Well, actually, I'd prefer if you guys put your fingers in your ears and shut your eyes, because I think this is a Patreon episode.
Oh, yeah. It's $5 a month, so you guys should probably, not not have any of this committed to your memory. You shouldn't be able to take any of this in without crumpling up an Abe Lincoln and throwing it at us.
Or if you guys just want to get your checkbooks out and fill it out to...
You want a check, huh?
I'd love a check.
Paper trail.
I like to have a check because then I can stockpile them. And then if someone gives you like a check every month, then you can totally tank their bank account if you cash them all in at once.
Oh, you slam them.
I do. I'm a financial terrorist.
You buy the dip. You create the dip, actually, and then you buy the bank account when it's overdrawn because it's negative money, so you actually get paid to take it over.
A lot of people are confused what buy the dip means, actually. It means I take everyone's money when I have it, and then I buy fun dip, and then I sell that.
Yeah.
God, why don't they just sell the stick? Am I the only one who feels this way?
Well, I was going to say, have we talked about it? Did you eat the stick?
And I only wanted the stick.
That's insane.
The stick was the best. It was like a little vanilla kiss.
It was weird, but I ate it because I had issues with throwing food away, as you know.
I've seen your act.
My current set, kind of does a lot of blaming my dad. Fuck you, Dad. I'm glad you're dead.
Yeah.
Your name's Dick Penis. I hope your soul's in India so that you know that your name could be translated over there as Dick Penis.
He'd be so pissed to be in India in heaven. Like, it stinks up here. What the hell?
Everybody's on a scooter with a bunch of chickens on there.
We got to take the damn bus to meet Jesus.
He has to drive the bus in the afterlife.
They're on the damn roof.
He drove the bus.
What's going on?
Here on Earth.
Nathan, it's, I would say Dad typically, but no, it's me. Richard, your father. Yeah,
we're not bonded by family now that he's on the other side.
Do you want to?
I ate the fun dip with the stick. And then usually ate the stick as well. But yeah, you think that's the best part. That's insane.
Oh, I would just buy the stick if it was available.
You just dump the bag of
I don't need
flavored
that.
Dip
that shit sucks.
Out. No, it was good.
No, it was gross.
Or if anything, you needed the dip and the stick together to really have a good time.
You might be surprised. Me and Andrew Quinn, growing up in Elizabeth, would buy Fun Dip. I would give him the powder. I would take the stick. We'd go our separate ways. One time, Andy Quinn got one of those like foot-long pixie sticks that are in the tube, and he went to like down it, and it choked his sinuses in the back of his throat, and his dad had to grab the hose and jam it down his throat to clear it all out. He almost drowned in Fun Dip on his 7th birthday.
The hose had to blast water and clear the boy.
Yeah, he had that giant pixie stick, and he was like, I'm never going to die. I'm 7.
He got a giant, it came with a giant stick, and he was like, get it out of there.
Yeah.
Get his tongue out of the way.
I can't wait to drive a snowplow in 2 years on my 9th birthday. Yeah, and his dad, I remember jamming that hose down his throat, and we were just like, okay, can we play Smash TV now? Now the show's over.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy to play at home.
I love Smash TV.
After it only being at the arcade,
dude,
all of a sudden it was in your living room.
When that and Metal Slug were available for home consumption, I gained 150
pounds. It changed your life.
Uh-huh. I had a six-pack. I was 12 years old. Then all of a sudden, Neo Geo's available for at home. Next thing I know, 150 pounds. People are confusing me for a beanbag chair. I have bed sores. Snails are living in
your
my folds.
Your bed was sore from
my
you
bed,
being in it so
my
much.
Bed hated it. My bed was like, give me the Bud Dwyer treatment. My bed sounded like Harry Carey.
If your bed had arms, it would have bought a gun and used it. He would have told, the bed would have told Sophie, you need to get out of the room. You're safe. Everything's okay. Don't worry. I just have to do something.
Mm-hmm. Sophie was not allowed in my room.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
So he would stand at the door and say, go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Go to the bathroom. Right. Quit filling your jugs. Like, you get some jugs, you can come in.
how about this?
Okay.
Last night, late show, group of 5 older women, probably
3
in their
women,
60s,
I think.
3 or 4 women.
Mm-hmm.
You walked them.
Oh, yeah.
You were raunchy and rude and had an attitude.
It was too much for them. It was the cumulative effort of Aaron Scarborough's on acid.
Yeah, total
I think
weirdo.
During your set, they like fell asleep. They loved it. And then I came out and was like, they my wife's got so heavy much. Ones.
Oh, they laughed so hard that they got tired, took a nap.
No. They loved being asleep instead of listening to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were like, sweet release. This is great. It's like we're practicing for death.
Well, my set was all about death, so they were like, yes. I'm going to take a little mini death vacation.
Petite mort.
That's right. Yeah, they're all orgasming. The lady in the front to the left was loving it. And I and then like we had a little, I was like, I like you, because she, all my dark stuff, there were like dudes, you know, that look like us that were loving it. Dead dad, who cares? Like, they're like, yeah, fuck my dad, dude, he sucks. And then, and they were like, you know, dotted throughout the room, and then like normal nice looking people were aghast. They didn't like, you know, I did a lot of dark stuff about death and whatever, but this sweet older woman in the front row was loving it, laughing hard, enjoying herself. We had a real good time together. But yeah, these other women left during your set because you said what about children?
No, they left during the my wife has heavy breasts, which I think came right after the thing about Girl Scout cookies and my plaintive plea that I'm not actually the accursed.
You make it sound like the host, or in this case,
well, let's not give away all the tricks.
I
don't need to burn my material.
A lot of stuff on the spot. Every show is different.
I'm riffing every time.
He hasn't written a joke in years.
Yeah,
folks.
It just all comes off the dome.
The Sphere in Las Vegas.
Which I saw.
Yeah.
In life. But yeah, these women left, and I guess on their way out, you said the bar staff said they were like, well, that was a bit much.
That was a little raunchy. It was a good idea to come out. I'm glad to see you ladies. Yeah. But wow, that was a bit much. Yeah, they were wholesome about it. Mm-hmm. You know, well, and that's the way it should be, right? If you don't, if it's too much, if it's not for you, it doesn't mean that Sam's wrong. It doesn't mean that I'm an asshole.
No, the world's crazy.
It doesn't mean that this club sucks. It means that, yeah, you fucking, you know, tried to do something without like thoroughly investigating, which is fine. There's not like, I mean, I was going to say, there's not a movie trailer you can watch. You could literally watch a clip or two of you. And But
I have a whole special on Amazon Prime.
But still, like, you don't have to do homework for everything that you go and try to do on a night out. But if you don't do any work, any research, then you also shouldn't be mad, upset. And they weren't. They just, you know, went for it. And it was like, ooh, you know. But yeah, they walked out. That was what was funny is I was outside. Scarborough was outside. And when they left, they weren't in a huff. They weren't, you know, loudly complaining, whatever. The bar staff said that, you know, they didn't like ask for their money back. They just, was not, you weren't for them. We weren't for them. And they were okay with it.
And you know what? Back in the day, it would have haunted me. I could give a shit less now at this point.
Should,
I'm like,
right?
Dude, I do a good job. Obviously, I do a certain kind of thing.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, I get it. Okay.
Kick rocks. Yeah. Grandma.
And I did. I heard that they were like, we got to meet up more than just
after one of our husbands dying.
Yeah. We got to get together more than when one of the old men drops dead at the foundry. You know what? Ladies, suck my kiss. I hope you guys went to get malteds and one of you had a peanut allergy. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm just joking. But yeah, get out. You know?
Don't come back.
I should come out on stage and be like, who's ready to get fucking crazy? Who's ready to have their brain blasted by triggering ideas?
You know who they
I'm going to skewer the norms. I'm going to get
the mind freak.
I'm the mind freak. I'm David Blameless.
Chris Angel sucks. I'm the mind freak now.
Give me your minds, and I'm going to freak them out. Lights go off.
The mind fucker.
You guys ready to get your fucking psyches boned out your ass? Because I've got a whole hot load of logic that I'm going to bestow upon your brain pussies. So why don't you spread those ears wide open and give me a taste of your sweet, sweet brain cum.
Spread your mind, pussy, fucko. Yeah, no, it was good. It was confusing when they left because they weren't mad, but that's the way you should be. Oh, hey, that was, hey, at least we got together. At least we're still on this side of the fucking earth.
Hey, we got out of the house.
Next time, maybe we look for a PG-13 icon on the website, huh?
Well, I thought he was going to be like a magician because his name's Sam Talent.
Sam Talent, the mysterious Sam Talent.
Yeah, uh-huh.
The enigmatic enigma.
Uh-huh. We didn't know that he was going to be the psycho from Fucktown.
You know, he was going to describe his wife's breasts for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
How cool they are.
Yeah. It's one thing to say that she has them, but to elucidate on that, no, no.
I really drove that point home.
Yeah.
Fed it dinner.
I tucked it in.
Put it to bed. Yeah, that's right.
Woke it up, offered it tea. Said, you need a ride back? We didn't know that he was going to be the fucking skewerer of sacred cows, and he was going to grill them in front of us as we ate them with our tongue butts.
We didn't know he was going to tear down God and bury him in the earth.
And become God himself.
Piss on his grave. He was going to turn reality upside down and then insert himself into it.
We didn't know that he was the truth and the light because the dark is all. What do you got?
This over here on the wall looks like it's out of Stranger Things. It looks like we could have a portal to the upside down forming right here in the projection room. Get tickets now because whatever comes out of there is going to be crazy.
I didn't watch that show because I'm not a pedo.
It's good. It's fun.
Mm.
All right.
Yeah. It makes people sentimental for a time when they could still bang kids.
No, come on.
Yeah, they're like, I was 11. I remember playing Spin the Bottle.
There's young love, but I feel like they're not like... And also, it is funny because it's the seasons took a long time to film.
Did that kid ever get teeth?
They go from like 6 to 12 to 17, you know? So it's wild. Yeah, I think he
wasn't
had
that kid
surgery.
All gums?
He got a head transplant.
He's like,
I think his grandpa died, and so they took his grandpa's teeth and put them into his head. Yeah, no, he ended up looking all right.
If his mom didn't have teeth, she was probably pretty popular.
She had too many teeth. That's why he came out with, you know.
Right, because his mom used them all up. That's what a lot of people don't know is that mommies are born with the right amount of teeth.
Lacko teeth.
Yes, he had wacko teeth.
Lacko.
We are...
Whoa.
What?
I'm having fun.
Me too.
I'm having a good time.
Well, we've been in that hotel room. We went to check into the hotel, the A-Loft in Leawood. I said, hey,
I need to see what the B-Loft looks like because the A-Loft isn't that... It's not that good.
The pool's good.
No, it's nice. No, it's great.
The pool was filled literally to the edge, and as soon as we even looked at it, it overflowed.
Yeah, just the motion of the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it prematurely evacuated itself. Yeah.
It was like when you did your cannonball.
My head first cannonball, and I almost cracked my dome.
Yeah, dude, I hate when you do that.
Usually I'm in control, and I guess it's been a while since I've done it.
Yeah, he like tucks his knees up to his tits and then just goes face first.
And you can't,
To Kill a Mockingbird style.
You can't go into a dive because you got to hold the cannonball the whole time.
Yeah.
You got to commit to the bit. But yeah.
It makes me nervous
every
time.
Usually I rotate more than I did. And in this situation, yeah, I went down pretty quick.
Yeah, you went nostrils first.
And kind of scared myself a little bit because, you know, I didn't crack like the back of my neck or anything, but it was kind of close.
Also, if you do like hit your head and you drown, I am leaving.
You wouldn't have pulled me out.
I would have been like... I would have watched you die just
awkward.
To see what it's
been
like.
Awkward.
I would have been like, check, please. I will not have what she's having.
Time of death, 4:20 p.m.
Legalize it. Time to go try on his clothes.
Yeah, free undies.
Yeah. Time to engage prank creech protocol, plan 69. No, but yeah, we went to check in, and I was like, hi, there's two beds in my room, right? And they were like, no, you have a king suite? And I was like, well, I need two beds. Let me go up. There's two beds. Then they come up 10 minutes later and they're like, we actually have a room for Mr. Lund. And I was like, Lund, do you want your own room? And you went, no.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
And then that woman was so confused. She was so like, oh, okay. Well.
She didn't get it.
Yeah. She's like, well,
you should have
none of my
up.
Business.
Look, lady, we've been friends since 2009.
I was commenting on his Facebook wall in 2010.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was posting just to your wall in 2010.
2010, you said, hey, you should call your special
Pump Handle Slam.
And then I said, you should call you. I'll only do that if you call yours. Hey, everybody, make way. It's Sam Talent.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that was from. It was from a giggle that we had outside of the Lion's Lair or something.
I guess. I don't know. I didn't even think we were friends back then. I thought you were big swinging Billy.
I moved to Denver June of 2008. We circled each other hesitantly for about 6 months.
It was probably October 2008 was when we first met.
Yeah.
That was when you were Manson in full swa.
Oh, yeah. Outside of the Oriental Theater.
Swa on your forehead.
Swastika tattooed on my forehead. Lasered it off November 3rd. I kept it around for a while.
We did that fundraiser show, I remember.
And then for Shoah.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. I feel like we didn't get close maybe not in 09, like close. Because when it came to starting the Fine Gentleman's Club, were you just stimming?
No, I was. I just realized this is like the worst angle because whenever I go like this, it's
oh
just
no, you gotta get a beard. City. Get a beard, buddy. Doesn't matter how many chins I have because I've got a chin protector.
I don't have to wear a helmet when I ride a scooter because I have this little ring of fat that protects my chin from my chest. I was going full Tuft the last two nights too, and I decided to fucking do away with that.
You got over it.
Well, the Tuft is too much. Because people are literally like staring. Eyes on the Tuft. I can see that they're not looking at me in the eyes or the mouth. They're right here open. On the Tuft. Yeah, they're like, oh my God.
It's beautiful.
If he's that hairy right there, how deep does this rabbit hole go?
What does this mound look like?
God, I want to see that mound.
What was I saying? Oh, who knows? Just, I remember when Chris and Bobby and I were talking about starting a show together and forming a crew, and they wanted you to be a part of it. And I was like, really? And when would that have been? Like end of 10?
I don't know. I don't know why you were a dick about it.
I just didn't know you well is what I'm saying. But yeah. 09.
I think you were scared. I literally think, if I have to tell you the truth, I think
I
you were intimidated
of you.
That I was like the funniest guy. No. I was going to the Squire. I was taking
you
the bar tab. I was going at that point, and that's what made me cool to you. I remember
maybe
you
like
you were
more.
Playing pool, wearing sunglasses at the Squire, and I went on stage and you went, hold on, Tex. I got to see what this kid's got. And then you pulled your sunglasses down, you took them off, and then you watched me. And by the end of it, you were going, you were chewing on them. And you just nodded. Yeah, and then you put them back on and looked me right in the eye, and you went, all right.
Anybody that played pool during the Squire was a dickhead because it was
or a literal hustler
4 feet away from the stage.
Yeah.
And people would act like you were an asshole for being in their way. And it's mm-hmm. like, this isn't pool time, Billiard no. Bob.
Yeah, this is fucking, Adult Swim.
Yeah, you have to fucking leave the pool area before I make you do a headfirst cannonball yeah. into the fucking
the corner pocket
floor.
Uh-huh. Those were good
yeah,
times,
no,
man.
We circled. You know, when I remember we definitely had a moment was outside of the Skylark when you, me, Elliot Woolsey, Kevin O'Brien discovered that we were all senior class president mm-hmm. in high school.
Yep.
It was hilarious that these four random doofs had both.
Think of that poor SOB ran against Kevin and lost. Probably Corey Healy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, are they the same age?
Yeah.
Classmates.
Yeah.
BFs.
Yeah. Maybe I'll go Tuft tonight. Maybe I'll let them have it. It's Saturday night. They probably want me to freak it out.
Cut that T into a deep V, and then you can show them your world.
I'm going to take this off and just let it swing.
Take out both.
Take out what?
Both. Take off both shirts.
Go up shirtless.
If you want to give them the whole Tuft.
I don't. I don't want that. I want them to be able to pay attention. And not go, wow, how high are those pants? What's he think he's hiding?
Can we talk about, do we have time? Can you talk about, how well do you know Evan Guest?
Gold?
No. Gold.
Yeah.
Do you know him well?
Yeah.
You blasted him today.
He looked ridiculous.
He did.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I've known Evan. Evan hosted for me and
you host
Naylor.
Him down verbally.
He hosted for me and Naylor when I was living in Vegas and I was in the Blue Room. He came down and hosted, so I've known him at least since 2017. Mm-hmm. And he back then he was just a sweet kid with a full head of hair.
Really?
Yeah. And now his pants match his head. Yeah. Now his pants hit him right below the nipples.
He looked like somebody made him wear his outfit
he
against
was,
his will.
Yeah, he was like...
actually, and the pants wouldn't have been that bad if it weren't for the shirt.
If he had like a cool button-up shirt, kind of like a Kramer thing,
the pants
he would have been great.
They were
he was wearing a baby doll shirt. It was like a hookups tee. Well,
and so, yeah. What is that?
You don't remember hookups tees?
Was it like the ones that said like princess or
no,
something?
No, dude.
What?
Hookups was like a skate company and they had the really sexy big titty anime girls on their shirts.
Oh, okay.
You remember like what I'm talking about? And they something. Hit and they hit them like right here and like skateboard guys would wear them with really high water pants, but they were for chicks to barely cover up the bottom of their boob.
Of the tit, like
oh
the Ween album.
God. Okay. Oh my God, dude.
Well,
that was restless. That was oh fuck. I'm just flashing back to seventh grade. Heather Ruskin, a hookups tee. Oh my God.
Well, yeah. So what?
Hold on. I need to. Whew. Okay.
Well, yeah. Don't talk so that I can also not okay. talk is okay. what you were doing. Yeah, yeah. Fountain City Comedy Festival has been this weekend. We did a show Thursday night. We did a show today, Saturday, yep. during the day, a brunch show called Hot Waffle. It was very fun. Mm-hmm. Evan was hosting, and you and I were asked to do the show. Mm-hmm. We went there, and then you
we
say...
We were begged to do the show to, quote, save the fest.
Well, it's, yeah, it's always fun to get a couple extra guys.
It's like when Sean Patton always comes over to High Plains.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. yeah, we go to do the show, and then you say, uh-uh, I'm not gonna. And I was like, there's no way that you are gonna hang out here and not do the show. Like, if you would have said, I don't want to go over there, it's gonna be a lot to go up and back, we need to do a pod, we need to do two pods, we could have stayed in bed. Mm-hmm. I would have gone back to sleep. You would have jacked it while looking over at me to make sure I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
Not to be hard as you were when you were 14.
Well, I was showering today, and you said, are you jacking it in there?
You were?
No.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't have responded. Uh-huh. You remember you like burped really loud, and I was like, nice. I'm not going to be like mid-jack and oh, be yeah, like, oh, nice jerk.
Joking.
Oh,
it's
no.
called joking. But yeah, so we're there. You say you're not going to go up. I was like, viewer? Yeah, right.
I was jacking.
Just tell me.
I wasn't.
Okay. God, just keep them guessing, I guess. You're bluffing like we're still playing Texas Hold'em. But you flushed your jizz straight down the shower drain.
Yeah.
So we're at Hot Waffle, and you're not going to go up. And I was like, I'm going to take the over on that one. And you got inspired because Dayton Bissett went up and said, hey, I'm Dayton.
I'm Dayton Bissett.
I asked my dad why I'm called Dayton.
He said, not from Ohio. Why am I named Dayton? And he tell said, well,
he could say that.
Well, I was dating your mama when you were conceived, so we named you Dayton.
And then your eyes lit up because...
I was like, oh, yeah. I just had, like, you know, in, like, a slot machine, I just had money signs roll up, and then my tongue kept unfurling, like, these mic cords.
God yeah. damn it.
And I was like, okay, well, I, you know what happened? Inspiration struck, as it usually does in the sunshine when you have a mouthful of almonds. Pecans, honestly.
Pralines,
yes.
We'll get there.
So I went on... I was like, hey, Evan, can I go up after Dayton? Bring me on as Dayton's older brother. And I went on, and I made fun of him for sounding like, you know, oh, hell, I'm Dayton Bissett. Gee whiz. There's a lot of sassafras in my undies. Mommy better get some more goddamn washboard chalk, because these need to be stiffened up before I go back to the big city on that aeroplane. So my whole thing was, I'm going to say that I did a bunch of funny stuff, and at the end, I was like, by the way, I'm inspired to tell y'all that, yes, Dayton was named after that because daddy was Dayton mama. So he's named Dayton. And I am inspired by his bravery. And now it is my honor to reveal to you that my name is, in fact, B.F. Bissett. And I wish it stood for boyfriend. Because daddy and mama were Dayton. But boyfriend would have been the same thing. But my name is, in fact, Buttfuck Bissett. Because daddy was butt fucking mama, and I was their miracle child.
Somehow. Yeah, the seed was planted, dude. Yes. I was glad that you went up. I was glad that it took the littlest, stupidest little thing mm-hmm. to change your mind and get you up there.
Yeah.
Because, damn, it was fun.
It was really fun.
Yeah, it was a
I ended
time.
Up blasting Evan when I got off stage and saying his clothes. And then,
yes, on stage. No, on stage, yeah.
Well, who knows
you
anymore.
You got him. Tore him down. He didn't care. He seems like he's doing all right.
He's doing good. Everyone's doing good out here.
Yeah.
Shout out Ryan Tricky, Stephen Taylor, Aaron Naylor can suck it both ways.
Taylor and Naylor.
Mm-hmm. Key Tractor Trailer.
Came through Trinidad for some reason.
Yeah. Sold no tickets. Here's what I'm saying. Do you want to do 10 minutes later?
Yeah.
Because I want to go down and hang out with Dayton before he has to leave.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back after our show.
Stay tuned.
Bye, everybody.
Sam.
Nathan.
I don't know if you know, but it's time. Time to get a fresh face for fall.
Really?
Yeah, I do 4 faces a year. Each season, I'm a different person. And with fall, you know, you got to clean shit up. And Manscaped is here to help.
I was thinking about wearing Sting makeup for all of October.
Yeah, the crow. Yeah, it's Halloween. It's spooky. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, coming back from the dead. I love it.
I might go full Juggalo for November, too.
You just met Violent J. You might as well be Silent God. S.
He loved me.
I'll bet he did.
Because I knew all the slang. I was like, hey, man, Ned and Pie. And he was like, oh, damn, this man knows. This man knows this shit.
My 2 liter just filled with blood instead of Faygo.
Ned and Pie means pussy in Juggalo slang. That's and right. I opened with that, and boy, I was in.
I've played the Ned and game many times.
Yeah, me too.
When I was 14, so it wasn't weird about the... Your sister's only 15. She's got some cool tits.
Now the only Neddin that I know about is in my swim trunks.
What?
Neddin.
Oh.
Come on.
Damn it. That's great.
Yes.
Anyway.
You know what else is great?
Manscaped.
God, I love Manscaped so much.
The handyman is here. Manscaped's electric face shaver, and that's going to let you get a brand new start.
Wait, finally we can use it on our face?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You were ahead of the curve.
I've been using the ball shaver. Yeah. On my face nonstop.
Down below, up top, either way.
I have similar skin on my face as I do my balls.
It's all the same. Your pubes are your beard hair.
Your tuft?
Your tuft. Those are pubes.
Shave your tuft,
everything's pubes.
Yeah, tuft guy.
The handyman tackles up to 3 days of growth without the need for a wet shave. I like a nice dry shave.
I hate a dry shave.
Hey, we're running out of water, and we need some clean, fresh faces / balls.
When we run out of water, I want you to come over and lick my face before I shave. Yeah.
Oh, God, it would fuck up my tongue worse than this blackberry seed that I can't get out of my tooth.
Oh, my God, you still have it in there?
Actually, holy shit.
Yes.
I'm free and clear.
That's huge. It's been in there festering for months.
It's gone. No, no.
Yes,
no.
The last time you had a piece of fruit was 1997.
Feels like forever. Mm-hmm. The last time I had a piece of fruit. I'm ready to be hurt again. Anyway, no need for a wet shave. And the skin-safe technology helps reduce nicks and cuts, so you'll feel confident going for that close shave.
Every night when I get home, I unzip this human suit that I wear, and I put it in the skin-safe.
I didn't know where you're going with it, and I love the ride and the destination. I will say, I've enjoyed, you know, I had an old electric razor. It was, you know, clogged with face and pubic area pubes.
Yep.
And I have really enjoyed having a brand new Manscaped brand technology.
Device. Tool.
Technological machine. Tool for my face, yes. For my nads, etc.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I mix them up.
You know, it is nice. They have the little light on there. You could shave in a tunnel. You could shave in the catacombs, and you're going to be okay because you have a little light that guides you. I call him Jesus. I mean, he's my personal Jesus, is my little Manscaped shaver. This features a 5-minute quick charge for when you're short on time, but you need to get laid.
Yeah, when you're on your way into court.
For when she sees that tuft and she says, uh-uh, you can go ahead and take care of it real quick.
I've never been in a situation where I've needed to charge something in 5 minutes in order to shave.
Well, the time may arise. Well, it could happen this fall.
It could, yeah. Manscaped gets me as a consumer and as a advertiser.
The other thing, too, that same rechargeable battery will last for a full 60 minutes. So if you wanted to go head to toe, you could get most of it taken care of in that hour.
Yeah, usually I have Sophie and Emily working in shifts.
Right, yeah, no.
Yeah, like, Sophie, wake up, clock in. Emmy's wrists are brittle.
That's right, yeah, you have to have somebody tap. You have to get somebody out of the bullpen.
I do, yeah. Come on in. The tuft is too tough.
That's right, yeah. But yeah, you don't have to worry about it
anymore.
I need some
tough jokes.
Also, let me finish. Okay. It's compact, so it won't take up tons of space in a drawer, and it's airplane friendly, so you can take it on the go.
I take it everywhere I go.
Where is it now?
It's in my backpack at the hotel.
Okay, yeah. But you do keep that thing on you.
I do.
Shut up for this part. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code CHUBBY at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code CHUBBY. Hit the refresh button with the handyman.
And we're back. Wow. What a great show that was. Everyone loved us, didn't they, Nathan?
I had a good time. I guess you struggled. I buried you, and you weren't able to claw your way out of the grave.
Yeah,
as the Undertaker.
Uh huh. You were Paul Bearer.
Your closer. Oh, yeah.
I don't know what the fuck happened down there, but...
I thought it sounded okay. Tanner, you said that they didn't like you that much. We got super fan Tanner here.
I walked off stage, and I came out of the green room, and I ran into Tanner, because he's a bathroom bandit, and I was like, they hated me. And what did you say, Tanner?
I said, yeah, they did.
So that's...
He'll stay in his seat and wet it instead of missing a potential killer riff.
I was riffing, too. The shit that was hitting was the riffs. Which was fun. Like, the guy with one arm, had a lot of fun with him. Guy with one leg, he was not enjoying the things I was saying, but they were doing well.
You know, I'm a best friend and a good feature because I didn't say shit about that dude with one arm.
Oh,
I
yeah.
saved it. I left the meat on the bone, not like those wolves did for that guy.
Yeah, he...
Something I could have said, Tanner, yeah. But I didn't. I bit my tongue, just like those wolves bit his arm.
So, one arm guy, I called him Nub right away, and he loved it. Because when a guy's a freak, no one ever brings it up at the show. So they want to be like, you know, they don't want to be othered. They want to be included. And that means, you know, me asking him, what happened to you? Did you get barbecue sauce on your hand and a bunch of hobos ate the rest of it?
What happened? Did he tell you?
Yeah.
Cancer.
Yeah.
Not 127 hours situation.
No, leukemia.
Leukemia, yeah.
No, what the fuck did he say? Car accident, yeah. He said that he tried to do this out the window. Yeah.
He was probably dicking around.
I mean, the crowd was riffing so good. We had a guy who kept saying Austin Powers due to my tuft. He thought that would hit. And the first time he said it, I no-sold it. And the second time I was like, oh, so you brought it back. It was like 8 minutes later.
I only heard it the second time.
Yeah.
I was right in the back.
Uh-huh.
Because I wanted to look at my phone and listen to you.
I get it. No, that's fine. But Christ, I really did not enjoy that show.
That shook the camera, that burp.
Yeah, you reverberated.
Had to refocus.
So has anything happened since we were up here talking that you want to bring up?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course, the fucking puppet master has to set me up so that, you told Maddie to approach me and apologize for what she did last night.
No, I went up to Maddie today at that first show where I was buttfuck beset. And I was like, hey, so Lund's been feeling really bad about what happened last night. He feels terrible because he feels like he shooed you out of the room with the whole poker thing. So, you know, and she was like, oh, I thought that something was going on because we didn't say hi. And I was like, yeah. So
we did. I said hi to her. I smiled at her. She said hi to me.
So if you want to play into that, that'd be really funny. And she's like, I got it. So then she didn't talk to you for the rest of the show. And then tonight, I don't think you guys talked before you went on.
You did, Puppet Master, because you said something at the show.
I said something 12 hours ago.
You guys didn't. She like walked right by you. You're such a fucking bored bitch.
Yes.
Such a dumbass.
I like to make my toys crash into each other.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like to take fucking Barbie's arms off.
I do, yeah.
And then make Splinter.
I'm like Sid in Toy Story.
You had the Splinter doll, which is crazy.
I did, yeah. No, you know what I had? I had Krang. I had Krang. I was a Krang kid.
And
there was this kid named Colton Cabile. And I do the joke about wearing someone on my chest in a baby Bjorn, because one time we duct taped this kid Colton Cabile to my belly and we did Krang, and that was fun. That was in like third grade.
For the mech?
I think so. Tanner. Tanner's on it. Super producer Tanner coming for Becker's job.
We're off center. Why don't you come over here?
So then she came back to you when we were when I was begrudgingly saying hi to all the people who walked out going like this. What'd she come up and she said to you, Maddie?
I just want to apologize for last night. I didn't want to make you feel... And I cut her off because I wasn't having... I said, you're apologizing to me? No. I'm sorry. And we hugged and she was like, I'm just kidding, Sam. And I was like, oh, yes, of course. In what world would you apologize to me except if Sam made you so that he could...
That was hers. That was her take on it.
I know, but still, you told her to fuck with me.
I did, yes.
So that you could feel better about bombing.
No. I told her to do this beforehand.
Yeah,
and also,
you last night too. You had a rough weekend.
No, I've been doing great. Tanner's been at every show. And you, when I got off stage and I said that sucked, you were like, no, they loved you. It was great. So now you're being nasty on the pod, so you can fucking get your Lund Guy Nation
also,
behind you.
No, I didn't say it sucked.
Yeah, no. You said I was great. That's what I'm saying. I said it sucked, and you were like, no, you're crazy. You're the best. Don't forget it, kid.
It sounded good, like fine. I don't know. There weren't a ton of people, which can always be. But yeah, Tanner was out there. He knows.
I had the right side of the room. They were laughing. And then literally just a void of discontent to the left of me. And I wanted to be like, I wanted to go one by one and be like, what's your fucking deal? Who do I remind you of? What, who do I look like that hurt your family?
What limb are you missing?
Yeah.
There was a guy without a leg?
One leg guy. And
where
he,
was he?
He was front row, blue shirt. And he was like a scary guy. And he said he fell 3 stories off a balcony.
The big Duke guy?
No. He was like to the left of the stage.
Over here.
Yeah. And like right here. Like right here if we're on stage. And he did not seem so eager to engage in the goofing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, make sure you tip.
Stories.
Yeah, I was like, make.
And he only has one story, and it's about how he lost that leg.
Of course, yeah. yeah, that's very good. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
He said, I said, you fell 30 feet. Well, 31. Yes. But he, I don't think he liked it. But I did say during a check drop, I was like, yeah, make sure you tip. It's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. Huge.
Yeah, so it was the set was good. There you're saying it was up and down.
Well, the pops were good.
It was like the guy who lost the arm. He was doing. Yeah, you were doing this.
He was zoom zoom.
The crowd was
zoom
up and
zoom
down.
Zoom. That has not been a commercial for 30 years, and I think about it all the time. Zoom zoom.
Yeah, Mazda.
Mazda. Tanner's googling it. Mazda. Yes. Did you figure out who the Krang Cage Man was?
You forgot.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't sentient.
It wasn't Shredder. I think that when Krang was put in, it was like he was like a VCR and Krang was the tape. And he played whatever the tape wanted him to do.
Oh, for sure. But yeah, I just thought maybe Krang could control him when he wasn't in there so that he could be like, Donnie, get him.
Yeah. Zorpulon, attack.
Krang and Wangus.
Yeah.
Wangus, the mech lord.
Krang and Keith. Keith, rain hell upon them.
Keith and the Krang.
So yeah, I don't know. Show was fine. We got another great show coming up after this.
Fingers crossed.
I cannot wait. Well, I was watching as they came in, and there's young people, and then there's like 6 old black people all wearing Michigan colors. They're all wearing blue, so I got them.
You think?
Oh, I can talk about Ann Arbor. I can talk about Dearborn. I can say, hey, stay out of Dearborn, right? And they're like, yes.
Not a lot of people do the local references in a different state.
That's why I'm the best, Lund.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take it transcontinental.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I really hope this next show is good.
One more show.
Or I'm going to be such a cranky bitch.
One more pod.
I hate wearing it so much.
I have to wake up at 4 in the morning tomorrow. So
you're not going to bed tonight.
I will. I'll probably sleep for a couple hours.
No, hang out with me.
I'll sleep for probably 2 to 2.5 hours.
We'll watch more good Netflix comedy specials.
How about Canyon, Dark Side of the Ring?
Dude, that was so great. Yeah, we fell asleep last night watching Dark Side of the Ring. Which Lund,
you did. You fell asleep like a little angel with your glasses on.
No, you pulled an Emily on me where I wasn't yet asleep, but I was kind of nodding. And then you like sat up in the bed and you're like, oh, you're going to bed, huh? And you're mad about it?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
Emily gets so mad when I fall asleep during a movie.
I didn't care because the main thing I wanted you to see was Canyon's manager, longtime manager. What's his name? James Mitchell. He went by a few different names over the course of his career, but he told stories of him and Canyon on the road. And Canyon,
6'4",
big,
250,
big dude. James Mitchell, little smusho, smusho adjacent.
Yes,
and was the only guy that knew that Canyon was gay because he was like closeted. He struggled with it because he grew up in the church. Well, he was also bipolar. And so he would take out a lot of his repressed, like closeted rage out, mental illness rage out on his little poor manager.
Yeah.
And as he said, beat my ass. Why are you beating my ass?
You're huge. You're 3 times my size. Yes. Quit beating my ass.
it's just funny and sad because Canyon killed himself with
pills.
He
did
with his own bipolar medication.
He must have felt pretty normal on the way out.
He was probably pretty chill.
Yeah, he was even.
What have I done? I kept beating his ass.
Oh my god, I'm quiet for once.
Yeah, no, that's the dark side of the ring, man. It's not called Happy Tales from the Turnbuckle Zone.
The best part of that episode was the way that James Mitchell found out that he was gay. Was that Canyon was moving with his cousins, and they were unloading a Ryder truck, and one of his cousins dropped a big box of gay pornography, and he was like, That's a classic rib from James Mitchell, everyone. Oh, my God. That's wait, James got me again. And then he, like, went to a payphone and called James Mitchell. He was like, yeah, you guys get the next boxes. I'll be right in. I'm going to go order us pizzas. And he calls up James, and he's like, you need to take the bullet for this. Call my cousins right now. And so you put a bunch of gay porn in my truck. Say it's a classic gag. All the wrestlers do.
Yeah. Say that you filled up a giant box.
Yeah, the biggest box.
90 VHS tapes.
Which are not easy
porn.
To get because it was, like, yeah. 1988.
Different titles.
Mm-hmm.
All across the spectrum of gay pornography.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the classic James Mitchell slam.
Speaking of gay pornography, mm-hmm. Well, I think we'll save that for the next episode for the Patreon.
What?
We'll talk about Joe Esch.
Oh, yes, Joey.
So, hey, everyone, thank you for listening to this free episode of the Chubby Behemoth Podcast. If you want to sponsor us. If you want more great episodes, you can get on the Patreon. Chubby Behemoth's on Patreon at patreon.com/chubbybehemoth. So many great hours of content. So many great videos made by Patrick, the fat bitch, Richardson. Please go over there. $5 a month gets you everything you want. And you can see me in Janesville, Wisconsin on Thursday. You can see me in Minneapolis. Those tickets are flying, which is nice. Key West, Tampa Bay. And then coming all the way over to Estonia, finally. Estonia, we have so many fans over there, which is very strange. Come see me the first weekend in November, followed by Vienna, Prague, Budapest, Bratislava. Dublin sold out both shows. Coming to London November 17th. Lund will be in London.
And Dublin,
yes.
I think.
Yeah.
Is that it, though?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. London and Dublin.
Mm-hmm. And then Thanksgiving at Comedy Works. Jesus Christ.
My
Denver.
God.
Please, let's get those tickets. We got to sell out 6 shows at Comedy Works downtown. The best place in the world. And then I'll be filming a little special in Cincinnati the first weekend of December. So get those tickets too.
Oh, hello.
Mm-hmm. Dropping it for the first time. Hello. Watch it. You liked it.